This is Global Voices Radio.
Yes, Paul Nelson.
When one looks back at the history of the 20th century, new words like genocide and phrases like crimes against humanity are at the core of it. The attempts to exterminate whole races of people in the Nazi Holocaust and in places like Rwanda, Cambodia, and East Timor were preceded by the treatment of Armenians in the Turkish Ottoman Empire, and the denial continues. Peter Balakian is an award-winning writer who says at the core of the genocide between 1895 and 1916 was something that came to be known as the Armenian Question.
Can a Christian be the equal of a Muslim in the Ottoman Empire? The Armenians asked that question again and again in their agitation for reform and change, and they were met finally with a resounding no, and the no was meted out in wholesale violence.
Yes, there were other slaughters in history, but the combination of the advent of nations combined with industrial technology made genocide possible. Peter says regarding the Armenian genocide, Turks are still in denial, claiming,
well, this wasn't organized. It's something that just got out of control. World War I was on. We really don't know what happened. Well, readers will come away from the Burning Tigris, I hope, with a very clear sense of how well organized and orchestrated this project was.
Today we learn what makes genocide possible and how America responded to the Armenian genocide in particular as we talk with Peter Balakian, author of The Burning Tigris, The Armenian Genocide and America's Response. This program originally aired in November of 2003.
This is Global Voices Radio.
Support for this program comes from the City of Auburn, Washington, inviting small businesses and artists to consider relocating to a traditional small American town with commuter rail service to Seattle and low housing costs. Details online at ci.auburn.wa.us. Auburn, more than you imagined. By Ad Humanitas Press, publishers of Being Human, Exploring the Forces That Shape Us and Awaken an Inner Life, a book examining our relationship with the life forces, enabling us to navigate our human journey with purpose and meaning. Details at beinghumanbook.com. And by CRCC, your local government information cable TV channel 24/7 in Pierce County, Washington. Channel 22 or 28 on Comcast Cable, 86 on the Click Network, and streaming online at rcc.pierce.wa.us. Local issues, local information, local governments, CRCC.
This is Global Voices Radio.
For information on program guests, sponsors, and station affiliates and showtimes, click globalvoicesradio.org. You'll find show summaries, contact information, and you can view past programs for the purpose of ordering CDs, most of which are available for a suggested donation of $15.
Global Voices Radio. Compelling radio.
For people seeking
broader perspectives.